This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When you go to the store looking for almonds, slivered, blanched, whole, salted, or not, there is a very good chance those almonds were grown in California. 80% of the world's supply is grown here, some $6.4 billion worth. Growing them, however, isn't easy. They need sunlight, of course, more water than you could possibly imagine. They also need bees, way more bees than are just buzzing around out there in the wild. So, what is a farmer to do? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at the business of traveling bees.
Bill Lewis is waiting for the sun to set, the time of day when his busy little bees crawl back inside the short white boxes that house their colonies. Right now, they're still out and about.
We're going to get tagged if we hang out too long.
What's tagged?
Stung.
Euphemism?
Yeah, euphemism.
The sky turns pink behind the San Gabriel Mountains on the outskirts of Los Angeles, and Bill climbs into the seat of a forklift. He starts moving the hives onto the back of a flatbed truck.
And as soon as you get on the freeway and there's air flowing past the entrances, all the bees run back inside.
They don't know it yet, but these bees are on the move. Bill's taking about 700 of his hives on a road trip to California's Central Valley, a couple hours north, where he'll unload them across acres of almond orchards, working until 1 or 2 a.m.
I didn't even bring a flashlight tonight because we're going to have a nice big full moon.
All across the country, over 1.5 million hives are making a similar journey, coming from Massachusetts, Florida, the Dakotas, traveling hundreds or even thousands of miles to pollinate California's almonds. Farmers rent these hives for 4 to 6 weeks because without bees to move pollen from one tree to another, there would be no almonds.
This pollination season, there will be 800,000 acres of almonds that need to be pollinated.
Eric Musson researches honeybees at UC Davis. He says it's not just almonds. Over 100 different crops use these rent-a-bees. But almonds are a lot of acres needing pollination all at once. About 85% of the commercial bees in the U.S.
What I call bees on wheels.
About 85% of those worker bees come out to California for almonds.
It's a matter of numbers. You're trying to provide enough bees to be moving the pollen around between the varieties and whatnot. It's just a huge, huge number of bees. And the only way we can get a huge number of bees in one place at one time is to bring them in on trucks.
Paramount Farms is one of the biggest almond growers in the world. Renting bees is about 10 to 15% of their production costs. President Joe McElvain says bees are such an important part of the almond business that Paramount's decided they need to be in the bee business, too. They just bought one of the largest beekeepers in the U.S., based in Florida, to ensure they have enough bees in California.
Bees are so essential for the process of growing almonds. If we don't have a reliable supply of good, strong colonies, we simply won't be a viable almond grower. So that's our primary motivation for getting into the business.
But there are others, too.
Many beekeepers are individual or family units, and people are getting on in years. We don't see a lot of young beekeepers coming into the business.
Plus, bee populations are struggling. A significant number have been dying each year for the last decade or so, thanks to a mix of factors from pesticides to lost habitat for feeding. Sometimes it's hard to know what's killing them. Bill Lewis and his bee broker, because yes, he has a bee broker, they're being pickier this year about the farms they're working with, vetting them more carefully.
And we had a large problem last year with bees dying in the orchards because of something that was going on during bloom.
He thinks a pesticide might have been to blame. The dead bees, he estimates they cost him $300,000 of lost income. In Lakeview Terrace, California, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.